We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time!
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good!
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
Fat, while I was away, you decided to come up with some segment ideas and they're poor.
Well, someone had to do some work, Jim, because you certainly didn't, you entitled. But later on this hour, you'll hear what stories are trending unusual.
Plus, we get an idiot song and I tell you about a little issue I had while I was driving during the week.
Plus, I've got two very good jokes. And speaking of driving, Jim, you're bringing back your traffic party.
I am. I tell you, post-lockdown, the roads have gone to the shizen. Mm. And I've got some ideas on how you fix them.
Good boy.
I haven't been here for a while, Fat.
No, I know that.
Because last year, of course, we had the pandemic. And that meant that there were virtually no cars on the road.
No.
You had to have a permit to drive. And therefore, Melbourne became the best place in the world to drive a car. It was the only benefit of 2020.
Driving from Melbourne to Geelong, Geelong-Melbourne. Magnificent.
Oh, how good.
Oh, wow-wee.
So, of course, that's all stopped.
Yep.
And so hit the thing for me, Rabbit.
Sting.
Vote one for Jim's traffic party.
Oh Bill, when I run for Parliament, given what's going on in bloody Parliament locally, certainly not federally, locally, I'll stampede my way in.
Will you what?
But
what
2020,
are
of course, a shite-ridden year, as we know. But an amazing knock-on effect, Fat, of the COVID pandemic has surprised even me. And that is, somehow people have become even worse at driving a car.
Surely not.
I don't know how.
How?
Well, they had a year off and they've come back worse. I'm going to give you some examples.
Yes, please.
Roundabouts.
Oh, yeah.
They've operated the same way for 1,000 years. Rome's full of them, Fat.
Yes, it is. It?
In our country, you give way to the right at a roundabout.
Yeah.
So if there's no one either on or approaching the roundabout from the right, you don't ever have to stop.
No. You slow down.
It does my head in, Bill. Mm. People drive up to a roundabout and for absolutely no reason stop their car.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they don't know how to drive.
Because they're nimrods.
Nimrods.
Right. So that's an example of what I see way too much of.
Oh, Rome got to mention.
Yeah. If you're turning left, Fat,
yes.
And there are two lanes on the road you're travelling on, move across to the left before you turn left.
Ah,
unless you're driving a semi-trailer.
Yeah. And you need the...
You don't need to turn left with half your ass on the right lane.
I like that, Jim.
Bill, have consideration for the people behind you.
That's a good point, consideration for people behind
That's
you.
That's it.
Yes.
So when you're turning left and there are two lanes, get yourself over to the left before you turn so the people in the right lane can keep driving.
That's it. I like it. Yeah? Good.
All right. If you're waiting on a green arrow...
Yes.
Now is not the time to check the text on your phone.
Mm.
There'll be 10 people behind you, Fat, trying to get across the same green arrow.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Yeah.
They won't if you don't move your ass once the arrow's green.
Consider the people behind
you. Well, there's another one.
Exactly.
Yeah. There is no reason ever to leave 50 metres between yourself and the car in front of you.
Spot on. Especially the green arrow. I'm with you. I do that nearly every day to go somewhere.
That's it.
And if they're a bit slower.
There's no reason ever to suddenly brake when you've got 50 metres between you and the car in front of you either.
No.
What about those people? Just drive along and suddenly for no reason the brakes.
What about when you're going through traffic lights, it's green, so everyone's going along nicely at 80, but some of those people hit the brakes when they go through traffic lights.
Yeah. Well, finally, 10 metres before an intersection is not the time, Fat, to realise that you want to turn right. You cannot simply hit your indicator 10 metres before the intersection and stop and go, oh, now I'm deciding to go right.
Mm.
You do that in front of me.
And?
You will get an extended, long, continuous horn. I hold it, Bill.
Do you?
I hold the full horn.
You hold your horn.
And then you get an apology. I don't want an apology.
No.
Keep driving.
No.
Turn right somewhere down the road.
The next one, yeah. Righto. That's
so these are all things I've seen, Bill, since we've got back on the roads. So if you're listening, and everyone does, because millions of people listen to this show, it is incumbent on you to drive a car properly, otherwise don't drive.
Can I just throw one in there again, which I've noticed is the people that sit on 90 right-hand lane,
well, they already
going down to Geelong.
That's ignorance. That's just pig ignorance.
It is. Not worried about anyone behind him or anything. Just, and all you have to do is move over.
Move over.
Move over and we're out of your way.
Exactly. No, Jeez, well, that's just a staple pillar of the traffic party. But we've been going on for 10 years about that. People still don't get it. Whether it's Monash, whether it's freeway down the
exactly.
Ore joint.
No, you're right.
They're never in the right lane unless
you're
overtaken.
What about your traffic party? Do you reckon at one stage there would be no work on the Westgate Bridge?
Oh,
ever?
My God.
Ever? Jim?
What is that?
There's always
20
something.
Years, especially the Werribee side of the Westgate.
Other side.
The 20 years there's been stuff going on.
I know.
Like you'd get it done in 20 years, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know. They got the tunnel now, so I don't know how long that's going
to
be.
Yeah, what else I've noticed when you go down to Geelong, and I'm, of course, going down Friday for...
Well, lucky you.
Less cameras.
There's four.
A few less now.
There's four, Jim. There's four.
Actually knocked a couple off with the recent work.
There's four.
Less cameras,
Four cameras.
On the way down. Yes. That's not a bad thing.
Vote one for Jim's traffic party.
JB, you've had a bit of a taste of Bill's quote of the day, which is one of two of the new segments introduced this year.
This is what happens. I'm not here for 6 weeks and you come up with crap.
No, Jill.
Oh, Jill.
But if they're all right like this one, it's mine.
Right.
What stories are trending unusual, Jim?
Righto.
Listen.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today? Unusual.
That's it, Jim. Have a listen to this. The most Aussie thing ever, which we actually did a segment of this while you were away. But what about this photo here? Photo showing mates enjoying a beer at a pub while they're waist deep in water and the dog's there too. They're up in Sydney. The pub is half full and they're standing around waist deep having a frothy, Jim. How good's that?
Showing your photo.
Have a look.
This is radio. Like people can't see
the photo. This photo's gone viral and you're hearing it first here. So you'll see it tomorrow. That's what this segment's all about. How good's that, Jim? The boys, they've been flooded out up in Sydney. They said, we're going down to the pub to have a frothy. How good. I love that. And taking the dog.
Right.
Did you like that?
Better than the first one.
That's gone viral.
Has it?
All right. I'll give you another one. Just pat here while we find this one, Jim.
All right, I'll give you another one. You reckon?
Just like the other one.
Yeah. No.
Another husband blunder here, Jim.
Right.
So he likes a wee little bargain. He's from Scotland, and he likes a wee little bargain. And guess what he did? He bought off the internet a bargain which he thought was artificial grass.
Right.
So he couldn't believe how quickly the mob delivered it. So he gets this big roll of, he thought, artificial
grass.
Rolls it out on the front lawn.
And?
Green carpet.
Oh, no.
Green carpet, Jim. There it is there, right? The whole front lawn, and the wife couldn't tell him. And he sat back and looked at it, and she said, you just bought green carpet, doll. So not the artificial grass.
Not artificial grass, it was green carpet.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's trending?
That's trending.
Is it?
What do you give this segment out of 10, you reckon?
So the neighbours have come over for, guess what, a game of lawn bowls. They're playing bowls on his front lawn, Jim. But that's trending at the minute too. So get on the net and have a look.
Right.
That is trending on Stories Unusual.
Oh, goodness.
That's a good segment.
No, it isn't.
Jim.
Actually, it's heads bobbing between that and quote of the week as to which one's worse.
My two best segments while you're away and you come back and destroy them.
Now, I've been lent a Toyota Ute from a mate. And I said, mate, brilliant, thank you. A couple of days I need it for a specific reason. And it is a fantastic 70 series.
70.
So, you know, the old diesel all the, not only tradies, but farmers, the magnificent old Land Cruiser Ute.
That's it.
It's got the two big sort of roll cages on the back of the tray.
Yes.
You know, those white things. Anyway, so I'm driving in here. Work during the week.
Work.
Fat?
Yeah.
I'm on the phone.
Oh, no.
Just as I come down into the car park here underneath. Anyway, so I'm coming in minding my own business. Never occurred to me that I'd have any issues.
Oh, no.
And then, of course, the overpass where the air conditioning vents are in those things. I'm doing, I reckon, comfortably, I'm doing 4Ks an hour. Ooh. I'm crawling through.
Unlike you.
Yeah, exactly. But it's for a start, it's not my car. And secondly, it's an old diesel. So I'm like, I'm just crawling through. Bang!
Hit the aircon.
It's got these spike things that come up off the top of the roll bars.
Oh, Yeah.
Like these little metal spike things.
Yeah.
Bang! So I thought, what do I do? It frightened the living shit out of me.
Because it's a lot louder then, isn't it?
And I'm thinking, what have I hit? I can't hit anything. There's nothing in front of me. Not my car.
Yes.
So I tell you, what do you do when that happens
to you? Stop.
Well, you stop, and then what do?
Get out of your car.
No, you go forward.
No.
Bang! Hit the back ones as well.
No, I don't. Oh, geez, you're
a I hit two sets these spikes.
Did they get through, or?
Well, then I got underneath, and then I've looked up, and I've seen two more. So I'm like, well, I can't keep driving because I'm just going to keep hitting them.
Yeah.
So I had to go sort of 45 degrees sideways. Thank Christ there wasn't a car there.
Yeah.
So I managed to sneak through on the 45.
Yeah.
Because on the other side, it's higher.
It is higher.
So then I got no problems.
I know where you are. Exactly. Yeah.
But the first side.
You got to get out.
So now what am I going to say to my mate?
But you got to get out also. How did you get out?
Well, no, I haven't got out yet.
Because you got to get out, Toby.
So, Fat, what am I going to say to my mate when I hand his ute back?
I'd just drop it off and say, good on you, mate, no worries. And walk away, Jim. He won't know. They're only little
these spike
welded
things Fat are heading back. Instead of heading straight up, they're now heading back behind the truck.
Get a hammer. Just a bit of a whack, whack. He won't. So when you drop the ute off, he's not going to come out and look over it, is he?
Oh, my God.
No, you're right. You'll get away with it.
No, I have to be honest. You can't. You've got to be honest.
No, not with
to tell him.
Not with little things like that. You can get away with that. I'll just park the ute, throw him the keys. Thanks, mate.
Oh, and, my God.
Catch up next week, eh?
Here we are. We're getting a snapshot into the mind of Fat. You've smashed his tray on his ute,
mate,
and now you just hand it back and everything's all right.
I honestly would get a hammer, whack him back a bit, and then just drop it off. He would not know, Jim. He would not have a clue. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, anyway, a memo to self.
Yes.
Check the height of your truck before you head into our
Paradon Street Bridge. You haven't been under there yet.
Not going under there. Idiot file, idiot song, anything that puts a sort of highlight on how Bill doesn't execute on the radio we love and the family love.
Thomas.
The feedback is unbelievable. Yep. So instead of the idiot file, because Rabs, to be fair, they go for too long.
Yeah, and we'll have one next week anyway.
We can't sort of squash them into 10 minutes. So what Matty does in the booth is sometimes he combines idiot and song and we love it. Now, Bill, the jokes have been really ordinary.
We
must be coming up to a holiday because they're real bad.
Yesterday's was very good. The old...
what was that one yesterday?
Phil Collins, or what's his name?
Phil Collins.
The singer.
The Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, Phil Stevie Collins. Collins. How have you landed at Phil Collins?
Supercars at Sandown.
Yes.
Shane Van Gisbergen. What about Bergen? What about him, Jim? 6 weeks of jokes, of quotes, of other stuff. Four emergencies, and he's there. Yep. So is Marbio Choi.
Yeah.
Marbio. He's there.
Marbio
Choi. 11th. Hard to say that. Like, wrinkliest. How could I have guessed the first time? One of your favourites, Jim, in the square ring. Someone has been adding soil to my garden.
Mm-hmm.
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens. Oh, no.
The plot thickens.
Plot thickens.
We'll cut that out.
No, we will not cut that out. That's the only funny thing you've said all day.
Jim, where have all these fishes come from?
They need someone up forward.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Oh, he got there.
He nearly he got there. Hey. This is it. It's from a highly venomous jellyfish called a Arukangagis.
Go one more time.
Arukangagis.
Iriganji.
Are you trying to say an Iriganji?
An Iriganji.
Fat.
Iriganji.
All that's happened since I've been back on air, and that isn't long.
Surely not.
It has.
How good was Phil Collins?
He was the best bit of that by a long way. This is it, Fat. This is the last time you go and put anything together that I haven't heard about first. Jim. If this doesn't work, you're done.
MD is speaking here. Right. We need a circuit breaker, Jim, because we talk a lot of footy, okay? So just thought I'd take it down another track.
Did
okay?
you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And just some wild, weird and wonderful, quirky, dumbfounding facts about Australia, okay? So shut up and listen for a minute. You might learn something. Wombat poo is square, so it doesn't fall off rocks.
A true fact.
That is a true fact, that wombat poo is square.
I don't see how a square poo can come out of a round hole.
Well, it mightn't be round. It might be a
square. Oh, you think their bums are square?
Well, how's a square poo? Here's another one, Jim.
Yes.
Melbourne, the great city that we live in now, guess what it could have been called if it didn't get changed? You know what it was called before Melbourne?
Nope.
Batmania.
A true fact.
Batmania, we could have been called, Jim.
After?
John Batman.
Batman.
Well, John Batman.
I don't think he's Batman.
He is Batman.
No. I don't think he's Batman.
What do you think it is?
John, Batman. Batman. I always thought it was.
Well, anyway, John Batman, whatever. Yes. Who founded, obviously, Melbourne on the Yarra River. So that could have been it. Imagine, what are you doing on the
Batmania.
Weekend? Going to Batmania. Mm. Mm, not bad. It was got a nice little ring to it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Yorta Yorta Country, which is in Shepparton, Jim, around that area, right? Guess what was invented there? The furphy, the term. You know why? Because they John Furphy himself invented a water cart that kept the World War One Anzacs hydrated, okay? So this water cart, have you seen them? You haven't seen the furphy tank?
No.
Well, that's why. And then because they used to tell a few stories, the old soldiers, and put a bit of mayo on it, that hence became the word furphy.
True fact.
There you go. Did you know that?
Nope. See, I still don't really know it because you didn't explain it properly. But anyway.
What else have I got here? Oh, what about this
one? Well, you got 16, so you've actually got another 13 to go.
Bondi surfing prodigy, okay? Kevin the Head Brennan was 14 years old and weighed just 42 kilos, Jim.
Yes.
14 and 42 kilos.
Yes, Bill.
When in 1965, he beat the world's best surfers to become the only surfer to win the New South Wales junior and senior titles in the same year.
The Head.
He was 14, the Head. 42 kilos, Jim. How good's that?
That's amazing, Bill.
Another one here.
Oh, here we go, number five.
And you heard it first on the Rush Hour last year. Remember old 9-year-old Lenny Gwyther, was it? Lenny Gwyther? And his horse. Ginger Mick,
up to
Sydney.
The bridge.
That's right, to see the witness the opening of Sydney Harbour Bridge and met Don Bradman.
Back in the 20s or 30s or whenever it was.
And the Prime Minister came and shook his hand.
Yes.
So that's a great fact.
No, but you've already gone with that one.
Oh, well, but they've got it here, but they obviously weren't listening to the Rush Hour.
So you've rehashed a last year fact.
And a last one, Jim.
Right.
You know our magnificent national anthem, Advance Australia Fair. That was voted for in 1977, okay?
Right.
So I don't know how many people were living in Australia at the time, but 43% voted for Advance Australia Fair, 28% voted for Waltzing Matilda,
right?
And then 18% voted for God Save the Queen.
Yes.
So that was it. That was 1977, that's a long time. Maybe
North Melbourne Premiership year.
Was it?
Waltzing Matilda, it's about a bloke thumping a sheep.
It's not, is it?
Probably couldn't have made that our national anthem.
Waltzing Matilda. But you reckon we might have a little change-up, shouldn't we? Do we need a new national anthem?
They've changed the word slightly.
Yeah, they did, actually, yes.
We are one and free, which I totally think is a good thing.
43% voted for it back in 77. So there you go.
So that can't be it, though.
That's it. That's the interesting fact.
That's the end of it.
Yep.
Really.
Jill put that together.
This is a main city, like a big city sort of drive show.
Yeah.
So you've got to sort of get your content to that level. This isn't like Bendigo FM or
K-Rock.
That thing you used to work for down the bloody road. This is like Triple M is a big city station.
They are weird and wonderful, Jim, you must admit. You'll take home.
No, they're weird.
You'll rock up next to Lisa tonight and go, hey, Dale, definitely. You know, Wombat Boo is square.
Yeah, I don't reckon I'm going to do that.
Yes,
just to be brutally honest.
Yes,
anyway.
We are taken by some marvellous regional stations and Hobart as well.
We've got them on with. So Bendigo,
I'm telling you, some of the regional stations will think that's actually good radio.
Time for this.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, It's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right, we get Bill to do as little as possible when it comes to the quiz because he's in career worst. Stumbled across Ian and Andrew, otherwise known as Brushy.
Brushy.
Ian's first. Eza.
Yes. Hello, boys.
Glenn Waverley, you are?
I am, yes.
Tigers fan?
Oh, yes, of course.
You said he is still the world's shittest quiz and an even shittier quiz master.
Did you say that, Eza?
I may have typed that, yes.
A Brushy. Hamlin Heights. Hello, Brush.
Hamlin Heights.
How you going, boys?
Oh, have the prices gone up there, Jimmy, in Hamlin Heights?
Where's that?
Just out of, well, there's Newtown, then Geelong West, then there's Hamlin Heights.
Well, they wouldn't have gone up.
I have, haven't they, old Brushfield?
Sure have, Bill. Just looking over all the peasants there northbound, so it's very nice looking over the water. Brush.
All right, so, Fats, don't bugger this up.
Five questions and just use your names. That'd be a good idea. Righto, are we ready to go?
Let's go.
Right, number one. Let's start there, Jimmy boy.
Oh, it's a good place to start.
And let's just see if Brushy and Ian were listening yesterday to Bill's interesting, intriguing facts.
Oh, no.
The question number one. What shape is wombat poo?
Brushy.
Brushy?
Round.
I happen to believe you, Brushy. I'm not taking Bill's answer to this. No. But anyway, Eza.
Ian, it's not round.
Oval.
square, you dick.
I think we found out they weren't listening yesterday.
So, any chance you can listen to the Rush Hour and Bill's intriguing trivia quizzes?
Oh, it's down there. I'm going to have a pong.
No.
I'm with you.
Not that intriguing.
I'm with you both. There's no way wombats do square poo. I don't believe it.
I'm going to go out and find one.
Find some.
I'm going to bring a wombat in here and feed him up.
Right. That's it.
Feed him up and then whooshka.
Yep.
Righto, boys. Out of these four teams, who had a loss in round one or the round just played? Was it Melbourne Rebels? Was it Melbourne Storm? Was it Melbourne Demons? Or was it Melbourne United?
Brushy.
Ian.
Brushy.
Yeah, Storm.
Yes.
Oh, Brushfield's on the board.
Because the Rebels won, Jim.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
The Demons won.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And Melbourne United won.
That would be the question, yeah.
Number three, gentlemen, is a audio question. When asked about the medical sub-rule, who is this AFL coach?
You pick the three debutants. Connor Downey.
Brushy.
Doesn't get a run.
Brushfield.
How does that sit with you? Just
Teague.
No.
Oh, now then, no. Eza. You've got it all ahead of you.
Oh, we didn't hear the
final. Go on, play it again, Ralph. Yeah.
You pick the three debutants. Connor Downey doesn't get a run in the end. I mean, how does that sit with you just in terms of philosophically about a guy not, you know, not playing in his debut?
Did someone mention KFC?
Ooh. Clarko.
Yes.
Clarko.
Jim, just one have all. A look around and see what Jill's got on the screen there, please. Oh, it's a wombat poo. And what's,
no.
It's a square one.
I
see?
Don't believe that.
It's there on
I
the screen.
I don't believe it.
Righto.
Someone's created a square poo and said that's come out of a wombat.
A rover. Jim, number four. What was placed on the top of Cameron Smith's statue's head?
Brushy.
Brushfield.
Devon Ham.
What?
The ham.
I would have taken Devon or would have taken ham?
Well, he said both of them.
Well, I'll take it then.
All right, so he's
Devon lunching.
You need this, Ease?
Ease up.
Yes.
Number five. Here we go. Here we go. It's a ring-a-ding. Who won the Rising Star nomination for round one? And here's a clue, boys. Quite silent.
No, don't know.
No idea.
Do you know what the song was?
Yeah, Errol.
Well, there's a start.
Errol Smith.
I like that. He's had a throw at the stumps. All right, so next question, because we can't finish on that.
Righto. Which supercars driver has won all five races so far this season?
Brushy.
Brushfield.
Van Gisbergen.
Well said. Oh. Shane Van Gisbergen. What about Bergen?
Oh, that was a terrible, Bill.
Brush, that's a victory for you.
Brush has won with three, Jimmy. Actually, he would have won with two anyway.
He would have. We actually extended it out a bit further than it should have gone that way.
You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
A new father is sitting down with his father for a drink.
Yes.
His dad tells him, now that you're a father yourself, it's time I give you something.
Right.
The son replies, "Dad, you're not talking about..." Yes, it's time. With this, Jim, he hands over him a copy of 1,000 Dad Jokes, sixth edition, if you don't mind, to his son.
Mm.
With this and a tear in his eye, the son says, "Dad, I'm honoured." "Hi, honoured. I'm Dad."
Oh, no.
What about that for a dad joke?
All that build up.
That's just a boring story.
It's a dad joke.
And it's a badly told boring story. Go with that other one that you went with before. That's better.
Oh, listen to him. I didn't mind that.
No, that's rubbish.
The three hardest things to say in the world are, Jim.
What?
One, I was wrong.
You find that hard to say.
Listen to mirrors. Number two, I need help, which I do.
Yep.
Number three, Worcestershire sauce.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app.